Tunisians have voted in a historic election 9 months after they toppled Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. The voters are to elect an assembly that will draft a new constitution and appoint an interim government. Turnout has been reported to have surpassed all projections. The National Transitional Council has declared the liberation of Libya following the death of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The declaration will pave the way for the formation of an interim government within a month. Elections for a constitutional assembly are also expected in 8 months. Tens of thousands of Yemenis have come out onto the streets in the capital and other areas to demand the ouster as well as the trial of Ali Abdullah Saleh. At least two people were killed and several more injured when government snipers opened fire on protesters. Two children were among the wounded. A powerful earthquake has left at least 85 dead in eastern Turkey. Many buildings have also been demolished. The epicenter of the quake was the Tabanli in Van province. The quake was also felt over the border in northwestern Iran, causing panic in major cities. EU leaders have wrapped up their crisis meeting without reaching a concrete agreement. They held talks in Brussels to find a solution to the crippling European debt crisis. The leaders piled pressure on Italy to speed up economic reforms to avoid a Greece-style debt crisis. In Thailand, rescue teams are struggling to contain the country's worst flooding in decades. Hundreds of soldiers have been deployed to protect industrial zones. The disaster has so far claimed hundreds of lives and displaced more than 110,000 more. In Italy, hundreds of people have gathered in the Alpine Valley to protest the construction of a high-speed train line linking Italy to France. Villagers in the valley have held repeated demonstrations against a 15 billion euro project. They're worried it will damage the environment. And millions of Muslims worldwide are preparing to head for Mecca in Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj pilgrimage. The ritual will begin, are to begin, in the coming days. Every Muslim who can afford it is obliged to perform the Hajj at least once in their lifetime.